With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. Veterans Day today, and President Biden laid a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknowns during a ceremony at the Arlington National Cemetery marking Veterans Day. Meanwhile, former President Trump hit the hustings in New Hampshire campaigning and telling the crowd there that if he's elected president again, he'll provide more medical facilities and more housing for veterans.
A personal mission to completely eradicate veterans' homelessness in America. You know, we were doing a great job with it, and then a terrible thing happened. We were doing so well with it, and then these guys get in, and they treat the illegal aliens just pouring into our country better than they treat our veterans. I mean, they stay in the best hotels.
Also at SRNNews.com, Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu insisting after the war with Hamas, now entering its sixth week, Gaza would be demilitarized and Israel would retain security control there. Asked what he meant by security control, the prime minister said Israeli forces must be able to enter Gaza freely to hunt down militants. He also rejected the idea the Palestinian Authority, which currently administers autonomous areas in the Israeli-occupied West Bank, would at some stage control Gaza. Both positions run counter to post-war scenarios floated by the United States. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell suggesting during a panel discussion at the IMF, the Fed's in no hurry to further raise its benchmark interest rate.
We know that ongoing progress toward our 2% goal is not assured. Inflation has given us a few head fakes along the way. If it becomes appropriate to tighten policy further, we will not hesitate to do so.
Inflation has sunk from a 9.1% peak last year to 3.7%. SRN News. 1950s. To most Americans, those were the days.
A new poll from the Public Religion Research Institute finds that 55% of adults believe that the country's culture and way of life have changed for the worse since the 50s. White evangelical Protestants feel even more strongly. 77% say the American culture and way of life of the 50s was better. 60% of mainline Protestants agree, as do 57% of Catholics. In fact, Democrats are the only group that generally feels the country is better now. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Austrian government will make an additional payment to Holocaust survivors. That's according to the Ministry of Finance, who concluded negotiations with the Conference for Jewish Material Claims against Germany. They announced they'll give more than $13 million to survivors around the world before the end of the year, and to those with special needs will get a second payment. This is SRN News. A new use for an old surgical drug.
Ketamine can be used as an alternative to opioids for patients with chronic pain. Ketamine is now being prescribed as a therapy for an array of unapproved uses, including depression and anxiety. However, there is limited evidence that it's effective for arthritis, migraines, and other forms of pain. Some experts worry the U.S. may be repeating the mistakes that gave rise to the opioid crisis by overprescribing an unproven drug with safety and abuse risks. John Scott reporting.
A California town nearly wiped out by wildfire 5 years ago, finding that high home insurance costs are delaying rebuilding. Residents of Paradise experiencing sticker shock on renewal policies that near or surpass $10,000. Farmers, State Farm, Allstate, and others pausing or restricting new business in the state. This is SRN News.